NAVEDTRA 14081 Alpha, Equipment Operator Basic, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. According to what publication must all military personnel, civilian employees, and contractor personnel who operate vehicles and equipment on naval installations must be qualified and properly licensed? NAVFAC Publication 300. 2. Navy policy accepts a valid operator's license issued by a state or jurisdiction as proof the applicant has achieved the proficiency level required to operate government vehicles up to how many pounds gross vehicle weight? 10,000. 3. According to what publication must all personnel in the NCF and SOU who operated government-owned or rented equipment be qualified and have a valid U.S. government operator's license? NAVFAC Publication 404. 4. What form should be used to apply for an automotive or material handling equipment license? NAVFAC 11240/10. 5. What form is used for the physical fitness inquiry for motor vehicle operators? Standard Form 47. 6. Applicants for material handling equipment licenses are operationally tested and scored as prescribed in what instruction? DoD Instruction 4145.19 Romeo 1. 7. How long is the OF-346 valid for? 3 years. 8. What is required for operating construction equipment? NAVFAC 11260/2. 9. How long is the NAVFAC 11260/2 valid for? 2 years. 10. What are recording and reporting tools that facilitate the efficient management of the equipment pool? Dispatch forms. 11. The operator's daily PM report is issued to the operator when he or she uses construction equipment to record malfunctions or other items requiring attention. What form is used? NAVFAC 11260/4. 12. What is commonly known as the hard card and is a guide for operators' maintenance? NAVFAC 9-11240/13. 13. What is an operator's official authorization to operate a vehicle driven by the person requesting the vehicle or by other personnel in the motor pool? DD 1970. 14. What form must every mishap involving a Navy motor vehicle or item of construction equipment be reported on? Standard Form 91. 15. What form provides any person involved in a mishap with a Navy vehicle with the name and organizational assignment of the Navy operator? DD Form 518. 16. Who is responsible for supervising and controlling operations, operator maintenance, and the cycle of automotive, construction, and weight handling equipment? Transportation Supervisor. 17. What is the key equipment management position in a unit and is the hub of communication for daily equipment operations? Dispatcher. 18. What form does the dispatcher record all dispatched vehicles and equipment on? NAVFAC 9-11240/2. 19. How many dispatch categories are vehicle assignments divided into? 3. 20. What dispatch category is the full-time assignment of a vehicle to an individual? Class A. 21. Class A dispatches can only be authorized by whom? CNO, Charlie November Oscar. 22. How long does the dispatcher retain logs on file in the NCF? 90 days. 23. At a public works, how long are the dispatcher logs retained? 36 months. 24. Who enforces and provides technical guidance for operator pre- and post-operational checks and maintenance procedures that reduce equipment breakdown? Yard boss. 25. What must the license examiner comply with in the maintenance of all files of licensed operators? Privacy Act of 1974. 26. What instruction states that all accidents involving DoD motor vehicles are investigated to determine the cause and circumstances? DoD Instruction 6055.7. 27. OpNav Instruction 5102.1 states that government-owned or leased vehicles involved in a fatality or injury, or that sustains a total damage of what amount or more, require NAVGRAM sent to the Naval Safety Center. $2,000. 28. What are the two basic types of collateral equipage? Component and tactical. 29. What are accessories to construction equipment that enable the basic equipment to perform its function or add versatility? Attachments. 30. How many feet before railroad crossings should bus drivers stop the bus? 15 to 50 feet. 31. What controls, coordinates, and monitors the movement of all personnel, supplies, and equipment to the marshalling area? MOCC, Mike Oscar Charlie Charlie. 32. What is an item on a vehicle not considered to be a secured part of a vehicle? Mobile load. 33. Prior to embarkation, vehicle fuel tanks must be at least how full? 25%. 34. What is the empty weight of a 463L pallet? 290 pounds. 35. What is the gross maximum weight that the 463L pallet is capable of handling? 10,000 pounds. 36. What publication is to be used to assist in planning the construction of an advanced base? NAVFAC Publication 437. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.